The medical term for the condition is andropause, also known as male menopause.
Men, when they're in their 40s, have a decline in their male hormone, which is called testosterone. And it's a steady decline that happens in virtually all men.
Dr. Herb Singh with Urology Austin says it affects 13 million men in the U.S., but only 10% are treated. He says those who are treated complain of a variety of symptoms.
It can be something like low sex drive, difficulty concentrating. Even though they exercise, they may notice that their muscle tone or muscle mass goes down despite the same level of activity.
Dr. Singh says the symptoms also include low energy, mood disorders, and depression. But that's not all.
There can be sexual dysfunction, difficulty with erections, increasing body fat, just a general lower sense of well-being, less confidence.
He says a patient may have several symptoms or just two or three. He notes that a simple blood test to check the testosterone level is how it's determined. And he says it's specific, so there's no concern about symptoms mimicking other conditions. To deal with them, there are several treatment options.
We have medications that they can apply to their skin, and it comes in two formulations. It can be a gel, and there's even different kinds of gels depending on the person's situation.
Dr. Singh says there are creams that can be customized for a patient. Other treatments include medications that can be injected every 2 weeks, and there are implants that can also be used to address the low testosterone level. So how successful are these various methods of treatment?
Well, they're very successful. It's just an issue of titrating or getting the dose just right for that individual.
The doctor notes that when he treats a patient, he addresses their symptoms and raises their testosterone. And he says the results can be seen in a relatively short period of time.
Most people notice some positive difference in as short as a week or two.
He says how long the treatment continues varies.
Many men who have it initially, yeah, they do need to stay on it long term. But there are some men that they kind of are helped in a way where their body kicks in and they can, it's a positive virtuous cycle in them and their body compensates.
If you're wondering about the percentage of those who deal with male menopause, Dr. Singh notes the condition affects 1 in 3 men over the age of 45. He says men who experience the symptoms and aren't sure of the cause should first talk with their doctor. As is the case with any medical problem, that's the first step toward successful treatment. Perry Watson, News Radio 590, KLBJ.